In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and/or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
That's right, and when things are shifting, you want to know how you might want to play them, and that's why you're going to look to the experts at RagingBull.com. Of course, that is my employer. They're also a sponsor of the show. And joining me now from the Raging Bull team, it's Davis Martin. He is head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. For more information, the website, DailyProfitMachine.com. They also have a Facebook page, so if you're on Facebook, do a search for Daily Profit Machine. And of course, as part of the Raging Bull community, that means RagingBull.com and at Raging Bull. And I will tell you, you also want to check out the revamped RagingBull.com. I think you'll like our navigation and what you find there a lot better. But right now, I think you're going to like what you hear from Davis Martin. Davis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
So what are you taking a swing at right now? What are the charts telling you is worth a chance here?
The United States Oil Fund, USO.
Okay, so USO, United States Oil, this is an interesting chart. I'm not a chartist, and I'm not a swing trader, but this has been kind of riding a big, it rode a little crest at the end of September and kind of had a little peak. And then over the last, you know, couple of days, the general trend has been down. So you're long or you're short on this trade. What are you seeing happening here?
I am long on this trade right now. What happened was during the unfortunate natural disasters which took place, the price of oil shot way up. And while I missed that move in the United States Oil Fund, I was able to catch it trading stock options on oil-related stocks. I missed the move in the United States Oil Fund. It has pulled back quite a bit, right around to the $10 level. I'm trying to get the reversal here back up to the peak based on seasonality and OPEC production cuts, et cetera. I'm holding January 19th, 2018, $11 calls right now. That is for two reasons. You might think that that's farther out expiration, and it is. It is farther out expiration. The reason behind that is oil can be tricky to trade. It requires some patience. You definitely don't want to micromanage it. You know, there's all kinds of news out of OPEC all the time, it seems like. So what I did to protect myself there was buy a little more time. It's that simple. The second reason is oil tends to run toward the end of the year. So based on seasonality, oil is poised to run through the end of the year. So I'm making that bullish bet right off of a trend line here, right off of a 100-day chart. Should I be right, the math I've done on my longer-term expiration option, I could return up to 38% on this trade.
Explain how, if you're right, that happens, because my audience doesn't necessarily always understand options math.
Well, it would take a little bit longer than a few minutes to explain, but there is one very critical term that I try to teach to all traders. That is just the delta. It's the rate of change. So let me grab the delta where it is. And should USO go up $1, the options which I'm holding will increase in value by 30 cents. That is where the beauty of options rests. And the options I'm currently holding are trading at 25 cents a piece.
And that explains it. What's your stop on this in terms of if this trade doesn't work? I mean, you've got longer dated options, which makes it sound like you want to hold for a long time to wait for this to happen. But I know you're not willing to hold through all conditions. So what's your stop on this?
Right. That's a great question. I bought longer dated options because, like I previously explained, oil can be a little tricky to trade. And I want to try to capture the move up through the end of the year. So I want to have enough time to be able to do that. And another thing is, USO, United States Oil Fund, currently trading at $10.04. It's just riding a trend line on a 100-day chart. It's just riding a trend line. Should it fail that trend line and close below that trend line, I will cut the loss.
So that's how people will understand. That's what they're looking at to set their stops.
Yes, yes. And that's what I'm going to recommend to my members. My members are in this trade. That's what I'm going to recommend to my members. And that would contain the loss so you don't get out of control losses, which some people do in the options market.
You've already got these options. You've told your members to get these options. But are they still buyable? Because, of course, you've gotten them at least a day ahead of where my audience might hear this. Is this still a trade that is worth making at this point?
In my opinion, yes. I started with a half position. I added to it. I'm currently holding a full position. If you can grab these options around 25 cents per contract, then yeah, in my opinion, this is a trade still worth making.
There you have it. It is options on USO, the US oil ETF, a swing trade here from Davis Martin, the head of DailyProfitMachine.com. Davis, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you next week.
Now, if you want to learn more about Davis Martin and all the things he's doing, well, you can start by checking out his work at RagingBull.com, where he's writing some pieces and more. But he's the head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. And that's where you go if you want to say, gee, I want to see what members are getting and getting more information to decide whether or not you want to get that much more involved in the stuff that Davis is doing. On Twitter at Raging Bull, and again, DailyProfitMachine.com. Okay, we're heading for home on the October 10th edition of Money Life. So stay tuned. We got much more to come. Settle back and relax. We'll be back in just a moment.